gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. Experience the power of one voice on the Outlet Radio Network at www.outletradio.com. Featuring community talk, news, and music from independent broadcasters.
It was fun this morning in the shower when you punched me in the windpipe and took my candy cigarette.
One network, one voice. The power of one. The Outlet Radio Network.
The gift of time. The gift of life. The gift of wisdom. The gift of light.
Good evening, good morning, whatever. I'm a tad late this morning. Give me a fucking break. It's Friday. It's Monday for me, and Friday for you. Welcome to this fabulous edition of The Tea Party. Coming to you live from Washington, D.C., you're listening to Tea Party, the only daily trans talk show. You can call in at 301-686-0894, or you can join us in chat. You can go to Transistor Radio, that's TRANZSISTER radio.com, and click on chat. Or you can IM me at martia26.com. .com. At AOL.com. That's on AIM. Alright. Now let's get some real music behind me. Ah, so soothing. Alright. Well, from gay.com, we have GLBT voters being comprising 5% of the national electorate. The article says that gay and lesbian and bisexual voters comprise 5% of the nation's electorate in midterm elections, the Human Rights Campaign states. Subsequently, the VNS informed its partners that it could not provide reliable data of any sort for the 2000 elections. The VNS is a joint project between three television networks, CNN, Fox, and Fox, have revamped their procedures after the mishaps of the 2000 election. The Zogby poll indicated that 71% of gay, lesbian, and bisexual voters picked Democrats, while 19 of them chose Republicans, 4.1 were Libertarian, and 2.7 were Green Party. Now, how in the fuck do they know this shit? I mean, does the guy come up to the voting booth and go, "My God, I'm so sure. I need a dick up my ass. I'm going to vote Democrat." No. Or another registered voter goes, "God, I have to hurry up and vote. I have to go meet my boyfriend before my wife gets home." I don't think so. So, I mean, there's not really any good way to get an idea of what exactly the percentage is. Shit, it could be 20%. But so many people are in the closet, you know? So it said, but unlike other minorities, the gay bloc does not include the additional gay, lesbian, and bisexual voters who decline to come out of the closet for exit pollers, nor does it include the transgender vote. The actual total percentage of the GLBT electorate is therefore anyone's guess. Duh. These numbers clearly demonstrate the importance of the gay community in major elections. That's why Bush won in a landslide in most places. Makes no sense to me. This story comes from the Mercury News from L.A. Chung. In January, on Martin Luther King's birthday, I talked about feeling the need for some reassurance in times of uncertainty in the world, wondering what the Reverend himself might say. And I'll find that here in a second if I get my pages in order. I can't count, goddammit. Nearly a year later, daily life is more steady, but no more palatable. The talk of war in Iraq peppers the air, prompted by killing of a transgender teen in Newark. A group of religious protesters flew all the way from Kansas last week to preach hate against gays. I still have an uneasy feeling that the lines that divide people in countries and religions and communities, even in the broad-minded Bay Area, grow deeper. Which brings me to tonight, when the closest person to King will make a... Well, we'll have a speaking engagement to a sold-out audience at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. And no wonder that at 75, Coretta Scott King, the civil rights leader's widow, doesn't travel to the Bay Area often. This is a rare opportunity to hear from a seminal civil rights figure. She'll be focusing on human rights internationally, a message that builds on her late husband's of building a broad base that leaves no one behind, said Carrie LaBelle, National Event Chair. King is to be feted at the Circle of Hope campaign by the Metropolitan Community Church Foundation, which helps run the homeless shelter and those with living with HIV and AIDS, and building leadership to work on a range of social issues. That's right, the MCC, known for serving the gay, lesbian, and bisexual and transgender communities of the Bay Area. This will be the first time King has made a major policy statement in San Francisco to such an audience, but not the first time she's spoken about civil rights for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. Ms. King has spoke for many years about rights for gays and others, perhaps because she understood the impact of prejudice in all forms from a personal standpoint. There is a myth of gay whiteness, LaBelle said. People thought the only gay people were white, but there were gays who were involved in the civil rights movement from the start. One of the Reverend King's key strategists and architects in the 1963 March on Washington was Bayard Rustin, a black man who was gay. King resisted other advisors' urgings to disassociate himself from Rustin because of his homosexuality. And 2 decades later, Mrs. King intervened when leaders of the 20th anniversary March on Washington were nervously thinking of excluding participation by Audre Lorde, the longtime activist, celebrated poet and writer, and strongly identified black lesbian. People say that I should not be talking about the rights of lesbians and gays, and I should stick to the issue of racial justice, she said at the 30th anniversary of her husband's death. But I hasten to remind them that Martin Luther King said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Just this summer, Ms. King spoke out when supporters of an attempt to overturn Miami-Dade's gay rights ordinance distributed flyers that asserted that the Reverend King would be outraged by the ordinance that equated civil rights with special rights for gays. Ms. King denounced the assertion as false, and the referendum lost on September 10th. The event is a tremendous opportunity to say thank you to Mrs. King for all that, said the Reverend G. Penny Nixon, chair of the foundation and senior pastor of the church. People of all races will be coming to San Jose, Palo Alto, San Mateo, Coastside, and the East Bay, and even San Diego. The beauty of Miss King is that she has ridden the wave since the 60s, and all along she has helped people find a common language and changing strategies. And Lobel said, and that is still about playing nicely with others. So, I think that was pretty neat. You know, if you want to know what Dr. King thought, I mean, his wife was the closest person to him. If you want to call me, you can call me at 301-686-0894. I love this music. And if you do too, you can listen to it on transistorradio.com. It plays 24/7. Regardless of what you've heard, there is more than one 24-hour-a-day music station and talk station. Because you can get it right here, 24/7. Or, well, I think we take a break at, you know, like 12:01. But, so we could say 23.999999 hours. All right. A judge in Bedford, PA. Oh, boy, that sounds like such a wonderful place. Full of diverse thinking and tolerant people. A judge said that he was not authorized to change the sex listed on a birth certificate of a man who had a sex change operation last year. Truck driver Daniel Grofin McKeel, formerly Ellen Bernadine Thompson, underwent a sex change last year and wanted to change his birth certificate, and consequently his driver's license, to reflect that he is no longer a woman. Every time I get stopped for safety checks or whatever, if it's a super cop, they pick up on the fact that my license says I'm female and I look male, said McNeil, 35, who has a beard and a mustache, because of hormone therapy he began 12 years ago. Bedford County Judge Thomas Ling ruled Thursday he does not have the authority to change McNeil's birth certificate. Gender is based on a number of matched genes and chromosomes. Sex organs are secondary, Ling said. I would have to be presented with a blood test showing me the gender. McNeil and his attorney, Frederick Gig, vowed to go to the legislature to seek a law that would allow judges to make such a change. McNeil said he hopes to get married someday but cannot if his birth certificate says he is a woman. He said he was married for 10 years but has been divorced since 2000 and has no children. The Center for Lesbian and Gay Civil Rights in Philadelphia said McNeil was seeking the change in the wrong venue. The court doesn't have the power to change the gender, but it can be done through the Pennsylvania Department of Vital Statistics, Tiffany Palmer said, legal director at the center. Right now it's addressed administratively rather than by law. The center said it wants to keep such decisions out of the courtroom. There's not a lot of grounds about what legally determines what is male and what is female, Palmer said. And our argument is it should be up to the individual, not the courts. Hey, that is correct. Should be up to the individual. Unless, you know, somebody's going to come around and check everyone's pants. And if you want to make a comment on this, you can go to transadvocate.com. Click on TransAdvocate Forum. Get your ass into the forum and tell a story. Tell your life story. Tell someone else's life story. Just go there. You're listening to Transistor Radio. This is Marty's Tea Party, and we're going to go to break, and we'll be back, and you can listen to some fabulous music from transistorradio.com, where you can listen to every day, not just right now, not just to hear me, but you can listen every day.
Sexual, transgender. Experience the power of one voice on the Outlet Radio Network at www.outletradio.com. Featuring community talk, news, and music from independent broadcasters.
It was fun this morning in the shower when you punched me in the windpipe and took my candy cigarette.
One network, one voice. The power of one. The Outlet Radio Network.
Check that brother out over there.
He's digging in the dirt.
Ew, that's nasty. What's up with this bust?
Yo, it look like he putting stuff in the dirt.
Yo, what's he got? I think they're flowers.
Flowers? What's up with this brother?
Nah, wait, yo. He's cool, right, man. He's tagging up.
Nah, son. He's untagging.
He's erasing your tag.
Shut up, man. Yo, this dude is whack.
Punked out mama's boy.
Hold up. Who the fine honeys he with, though?
Yo, I think that's my girl.
And that's my sister, man.
And that's definitely Halle Berry.
Hey, what's this cat got that we don't got?
Want to get respect? Give respect. Start with your community. Work to make it a better place to live, and people will notice. To get involved, call 1-800-722-TEENS or check on the web at weprevent.org. The sooner you get started, the sooner stuff gets done. A public service message from McGruff, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
www.outletradio.com. Community voices on the World Wide Web.
The gift of time. The gift of life.
Lord, we are back.
The gift of wisdom.
All right.
The gift of light.
The gift of light. This is just a sampling of some of the fine music you can hear on Transistor Radio. The music that you hear playing under me. You can hear it all the time. Well, I wanted to speak to something that someone had mentioned in the chat room last night. I was called a pit bull. And yesterday on the message board, I was told that I was being too critical. Well, I have a problem with that. I get really sick and tired of people trying to tell me that we can't be critical of our own community. That's so ridiculous. I mean, to say we can sit there and be critical of Republicans, or we can be critical of anyone else but our own kind. That's just truly ridiculous. Christian in the chat room says, that call last night from Susie was great. Yeah, if she wasn't making fun of you. Lord have mercy. She called me a pit bull. And Christian says he can't call because someone's on the phone. Well, God damn it, you have a cell phone. And then you could call 301-686-0894, and I'll do my Maltilus invitation. Liquid has entered the chat room, and you can too by going to www.transistorradio.com. That's TransistorRadio.com. Kristen said, hey, O'Reilly is a pit bull, too.
Well,
yeah. And I'm like, I want to be O'Reilly. Please. Lord have mercy. But I think that you can represent your community and still be critical of it. I mean, how can... When... To me, when there were certain companies or certain projects or whatever you want to call them that didn't observe the Day of Remembrance, I thought that was a slap in the face. And I'm going to say it, too. You know, I'm just not going to be critical of George Bush, you know. That just... I cannot, for the life of me, understand it. Liquid said, I have to admit, I forgot about it yesterday, too. Well, actually, it was on Wednesday, November 20th. And I'm sure a lot of people forgot about it. I mean, that's not really the point. There's a difference between an individual and a website. Those people that do websites are usually well entrenched in the community. They know when the Day of Remembrance is. They know well in advance. And I know for a fact that a couple of the sites that we mentioned on the air did not put up a banner or darken their webpage, but they were relayed the message that the Day of Remembrance was on the 20th, and they didn't respond. So to me, that says that it's something purposeful and there's a reason behind it. Do I know what the reason is? No, I don't. I mean, if someone in the community, I mean, if you aren't online all the time like I am, getting emails all the time like I am, well, then you won't know, you know, that, hey, the Day of Remembrance is this day. And that's understandable, you know. I mean, people have busy lives, and sometimes things like this, we tend to forget. That's why we need websites out there to put that information out. And if you want to call me and tell me that I'm a critical asshole and that I just am always being too negative, you can dial 301-686-0894 and call me a hater. But I'm not a hater, goddammit. I love my community. Damn, I there should be a tranny flag somewhere so I could put my hand on my heart. Actually, my growing breast. And say the Pledge of Allegiance to the tranny flag. I mean, dissent or disagreement. I mean, that only serves to cleanse an argument and let people see what you believe, and if they believe it too, then okay. I mean, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with debate? What is wrong with thinking someone's wrong about something and saying it? I have a real problem with someone. Christian in the chat room says it's very unusual because Liquid said, you have a good point. I was at a TS meeting yesterday night and Dora wasn't even mentioned. Well, that is incredible. I mean, what did they talk about? I'd be curious to know what they talked about if they didn't talk about Dora on such a day. That's kind of odd. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Maybe people just don't know about it. I mean, I could be wrong. But I always thought that most people knew the project that Gwen has done. I just maybe I took that for granted. Christian said, when leaders can't stand up for the dead, what can we expect for them to do for the living? Nothing unless we stand up and demand leadership and accountability. Amen, brother Christian. It goes to show that there's a lot of divisiveness and personal attacks and I mean, if I didn't agree with someone involved with Door or something to that effect, it wouldn't affect my decision to put stuff up on my website. Christian said, these are lazy excuses not to have a banner up on a website. The TG community won't accept lazy excuses from someone from the HRC. The funny thing is, the HRC did a lot of what the TG sites did not. That's exactly right. The HRC, the evil, evil, hated HRC. Liquid asked, what's the HRC? The HRC is the Human Rights Commission. Correct, Christian? You can go to www.hrc.org. And they've been accused of not advocating for the transgender community. But when they do, and they're one of the few that put up banners, the Human Rights Campaign, I'm sorry. They put up banners and they put up a story about this, and main TG sites like TG Forum don't. I have a real issue with that. But if you listened to last night, you knew that. But for someone to say that I cannot comment on that or make inferences on that or whatever, I'm sorry, that's just stupid. Christian put up the website. It's at www.hrc.com. You can go there and check it out. You can join us in the chat room. Just bringing up a story. Trying to. Well, anyways. Someone on the message board actually made the comment yesterday that, or this morning, that I was being too critical and that I should stay away from talking about the community. And I should just keep to myself. And if you think I should, then you should call 301-686-0894. Oh, Lord. Well, we are going to go to our last break while I play around with my little ways. I know you all are... You're listening to Transistor Radio live. Not recorded, but live. You're listening to it. Not a pre-recorded episode. Unless you're listening to it and rebroadcast, then you are listening to it on tape. Like we'll be back, like, you know, like, I'm so sure.
What I learned from watching TV after school. 1, if you fall madly in love with a great guy, make sure he isn't your best friend, your best friend's ex-boyfriend, your ex-boyfriend's best friend, your ex-best friend's boyfriend, or somebody named Seth. Hello. 2, never leave home without a wooden stake, lip gloss, and a push-up bra. 2A, platform shoes are always a plus. Okay. 3, if you find a note in your locker that asks you to meet a secret admirer in an abandoned shipyard, do not go. It really smells like fish there.
Hey, want to get more out of your teenage years? Click on www.weprevent.org and learn how to help make a difference in your neighborhood. Tutor younger kids, help clean up a community park, or even start a teen corps. All these things help make your world a safer and better place to live, as well as making you a better person. Click on weprevent.org or call 1-800-722-TEENS to find out what you can do. A public service message from McGruff, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
www.outletradio.com. Community voices on the World Wide Web.
Welcome back. God, I didn't think that was ever going to end. Well, you're listening to Marty's Tea Party on transistorradio.com. We had a question in the chat room from Liquid asking where we could get this story on the voter thingy. Any story you hear on Tea Party, you can go to www.transistorradio.com and you can click on the little news application when the story comes up and it'll take you right to that page. You can get all the latest in trans news Monday through Friday. And on the weekends, sometimes. Of course, I gotta work, goddammit. I don't live a life of leisure. But you'll have the best news coverage. I get my ass up early in the morning to bring you the best in transgender news. And that's at transadvocate.com. And you can get that for your own website. All you gotta do is click on the little pink triangle and it'll send you to some information on how to put it up on your own site. Then you can bring everyone the best in transgender news. Served fresh daily on a hot bun. Well, not really. I am serving it up. Oh, Lord. Hello?
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 What's this? What is this? What's this?
What's this?
This, tea trannies? What is this?
What is this?
What are you doing? What is this?
What is this?
You're gonna answer a question with a question, or you're gonna tell me what this is?
This is crazy!
This tranny radio? What the hell? What T-Tranny? What the hell is T-Tranny?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about what you're talking about. What is a T-Tranny? What is this?
A T-Tranny?
Yeah.
Where in the hell did you get T-Tranny?
I don't know. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
You're crazy, motherfucker.
Hey, now. What is this? What are you doing?
It's a fucking radio show, motherfucker.
A radio show, is it?
Broadcasting all over the internet. Right now, everyone's listening to you, and...
Well, you didn't tell me people were listening to me.
Well, that's...
You can't do that.
Sure I can, I just did. It's the internet, goddammit. I can do anything I goddamn well please.
You should watch your mouth. You're going to get the FCC on your ass, Trainee.
I can say the dirty words. Fuck, kiss my ass, suck my dick, if I had one that could get an erection.
Well, is that what trainees are all about? Is that what this is? I'm not letting the kids listen no more. This is just, I found them, I caught them, and I'm turning them down.
You're turning them down?
Well, with that talk.
I'm sure they hear it from their daddy.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, shit.
But now you don't have anything to do on Friday afternoons.
I didn't have nothing to do before. I'm not going to listen to tranny swears with my kids to make up for it.
What are you going to do? Go out on the fucking yard and drink your beer and sit there with your fucking overalls on?
Well, it's either that or tranny swears, I guess. I got to make a decision, don't I?
I think I'd rather have tranny swears.
I don't know. I can't get a refund on the bottle from a tranny swear.
Yeah, you can't get a refund after you drink your malt liquor either.
Who says I drink malt liquor? What's that supposed to mean? Is that a racist comment?
Is that a racist comment?
Well.
Are you saying just black people drink malt liquor?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say black, white, or anything. You did. Is that what you think? You think black people drink malt liquor?
Did I say that?
I could be American Indian for all you know.
I thought that was vodka.
Oh, see, there you go. So you do stereotype, don't you? Well, doesn't that beat all? A tranny that stereotypes.
Well, you know, I work at an airport.
You work in an airport? Doing what? Shining shoes?
Making sure everyone's safe, you know.
What?
I have to stereotype people.
Who's protecting them from you?
Whatever.
Well, I think you're dangerous.
I think you're a drunk.
You don't know.
Sounds like it. Sounds like you're smoking your crack pipe.
Oh, so now Indians do crack.
Well, I'm sure they do. I mean, all different kind of people do crack.
Look, there's nothing that goes in my peace pipe except what's supposed to be there, and it ain't the crack.
No, the crack is what you go get when you're not screwing your Indian wife.
Oh, boy. I bet you've been thinking of that one for days, huh?
Yeah, I was just waiting for some hillbilly from, like, Kentucky to call in.
And I'm from Kentucky, and only hillbillies come from Kentucky. Doesn't this beat all? A tranny that stereotypes.
Shouldn't
you be fighting that sort of thing? What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me?
You're a stereotyping, crack pipe wielding tranny.
I think.
With swears.
With swears.
Yep, I heard it.
Well, you know what?
What?
This training radio show is over with, so you won't have to listen to the swears.
Well, my kids ain't either. You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna do what's right. They're gonna go out into the yard with me on my lawn furniture, collapsible, and they're gonna drink the malt liquor with me under adult supervision with no tranny swears. How about that?
That sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a great family outing.
Well, I think you and your tranny swears should really think about something.
And I think you ought to go, like, into treatment or something.
Well.
I think that would probably be a good thing.
That may be. But ain't no tranny swears coming out of this mouth.
You know, you can have your sister mama take you to the treatment center.
Hey, get off my sister mama. I just got off yours.
Boy, man. Talk about...
Boy, man.
Yeah, talk about thinking
Jesus.
For days on that one.
Confused trannies. That's all we need. That's all we need in this world, confused trannies.
No, what we need is more programming on Outlet Radio Network to listen to.
Oh, no, you ain't promoting nothing on my time. You ain't doing it on my time. I'm going to forget what you said. I don't even know what you just said, so it didn't do any good.
So
How about that?
So you didn't hear that I said www.outletradio.com?
La, la, la. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Can't hear you.
Well, bud, you need to probably go round up the 15 children that you have with your sister. And, go out on the lawn furniture slash dinner furniture.
I may have 7 kids, but only one of them's with my sister, so you better watch it.
Well, the other ones are with you, right?
Well, no. That ain't none of your business. This ain't about me. This ain't about me.
No, this is about a tranny radio show being over with.
Swears.
You have a great evening, day, noon, whatever.
All right, well, you go tranny with soap in your mouth then. How about that?
I will.
Yeah, I think you should.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Well, that was Cletus from Kentucky. Thank you, Cletus, for calling in. Appreciate that. You are listening to One Fucking Crazy Tranny on Marty's Tea Party, part of the Outlet Radio Network.
Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. Experience the power of one voice on the Outlet Radio Network at www.outletradio.com. Featuring community talk, news, and music from independent broadcasters.
You know what's fun this morning in the shower when you punched me in the windpipe and took my candy cigarette?
One network, one voice. The power of one. The Outlet Radio Network.